Democrat Representative Jasmine Crockett fumes over $1,000 for illegals to self-deport. It's a damn scam. By Hannah Knudsen on May 6, 2025. Representative Jasmine Crockett, DTX, is fuming over President Donald Trump's Department of Homeland Security offering $1,000 for illegal immigrants to self-deport, asserting that it is a scam and suggesting that it is not enough for many who she says left their country due to political violence and for the opportunity to work. The Department of Homeland Security announced the offering on Monday, which includes potential travel assistance as well as a one-time stipend for illegals who register to self-deport on the CBP Home app. Doing this would not only deprioritize them from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement deportation, but potentially open the door for them to re-enter the United States legally in the future. Once their exit has been confirmed, they would be given $1,000. DHS contends that this is far more cost-effective for American taxpayers, decreasing the cost of deportation by an estimated 70%. Currently, the average cost to arrest, detain, and remove an illegal alien is $17,121, according to DHS. Crockett, who has been mired in controversy due from her offhand remarks, believes this is a scam. Bribing immigrants with $1,000 to leave the country and garnishing wages while ruining the economy is not leadership. It's a damn scam, she wrote on X, sharing a clip of her reaction to this news on social media. I wouldn't trust this administration for anything. First of all, they are terrible about paying their bills, she said during an appearance on CNN. Crockett argued that most of the people who have entered the country illegally were fleeing political violence or seeking an opportunity to work. Therefore, she does not believe that the incentives are enough. And so what is $1,000 if you're going back to a place where you may lose your life? She said, making no mention of illegal immigrant crime and the hordes of able-bodied men who have crossed the border. They risk their lives, many of them, coming over here in the first place. Related, exclusive, see inside Trump's mass deportation program targeting gang members, criminal aliens. She also claimed that illegal immigrants are not a financial burden on American taxpayers. They've been working and they've been doing the jobs, and now they want to roll back child labor protections and make sure the poor children are the ones that are doing those jobs, she bizarrely asserted. Because now we're going to have those vacancies. If we're going to have jobs left at all, as we continue to endure the grind of this failed experiment around this tariff war. Watch. Crockett has long claimed to care about the plight of illegal migrants, spinning her Governor Hot Wheels remark about paralyzed, wheelchair-bound Texas Governor Greg Abbott, R., by claiming she was speaking about the planes, trains, and automobiles he has used to transfer illegal migrants out of his state, despite the fact that this was not evident at all in the context of her original remarks. President Donald Trump on Monday spoke highly of his administration's plans to make it easier for illegal migrants to self-deport. What we thought we'd do is a self-deport, where we're going to pay each one a certain amount of money, and we're going to get them a beautiful flight back to where they came from, Trump said.